Is a question here?
What is the role of Ahamkara in understanding, in the work, in understanding the teaching?
What is there
a role for Ahamkara?
Ahamkara, there's no such a role or anything. The Ahamkara itself becomes the, it's a blessing. Role means it doesn't do any particular thing there. Ahamkara itself is a manifestation. And that is the highest of the manifestations. Highest form of manifestations. The finest form of manifestation. Finest of manifestations. The subtlest form of manifestations is Ahamkara. The knowledge I am. You know? Which when you express a word, as a thought. Yeah. And that thought, if it is not manifest, the very knowledge, you know, of the reality is not possible. What I am is also not possible. Without Ahamkara, there is no such thing called knowledge, manifestation of total knowledge. Knowledge will be only what now? The total manifestation of knowledge is not possible. I mean, isn't it? When you say I am, fine. What I am, isn't it? What I am in what now? Where this I am is, that makes knowledge complete. See, when you know what you are, in a sense, where this I am is, what this I am is, isn't it? When you understand where this I am is, then knowledge becomes total. That's called total manifestation of knowledge.
And without that I am in the beginning, you wouldn't look, you wouldn't be looking. There'd be nothing to look for.
No, there's no thought possible.
No.
Otherwise, the life will be, if you ask me what the role of Ahamkara, that role of the Ahamkara differentiates the life from human life from animal life. Another life of other beings. What does the cow do? Cow has no Ahamkara. No animal has Ahamkara. What do they do? They set an instinctive. Basic, the natural instincts are there. Eats, drinks, reproduces, becomes big, reproduces, goes away. Finished. With the Ahamkara, that will be the life. And with the Ahamkara also, if we try to live like that, then it is. That's why Manusha Rupena Vrigascharanti. Isn't it? We say that. With the Ahamkara. Ahamkara is a blessing in disguise. The Ahamkara is not, never say Ahamkara is bad. Ahamkara is not a problem. That's not Ahamkara. Ahamkara, the base of Ahamkara, knowledge, I am. Because of which you're able to know who you are. You're not just the total manifestation, isn't it? But the problem is, Aham, I am is okay, but I am, the not just a total, then half ignorance, then anything. Isn't it? Any error and add to aham is what? No. I am this and that means, isn't it? The possessions are mistaken for the possessor. Isn't it? There's not even possessions actually. The part, inseparable part. And that is the problem. That is why we say the erroneous self-perception. See, error also is possible because of Ahamkara. Isn't it? Correction of error also is possible because of Ahamkara. If there is no Ahamkara at all, error itself is not possible, then there is no need for what now? The correction of the error is not possible. Without the error, how can there be correction of the error? correction of the error is possible only if there is error. Error is possible only if there is ahankara, isn't it? And ahankara is a half knowledge. Jnanam is a total knowledge. This is what ahankara is, isn't it?
And the nature of ahankara is that knowledge, isn't it? That's its very nature. And it wants to, as it were, return to that nature. It wants to be full knowledge.
No. There is no ahankara. No, ahankara does not want to do anything. Ahankara just is. In fact, Rajarji, the beauty of the traditional teaching is, ahankara by itself has no desire. This is where the problem is. This traditional teaching will clear your head. See, what is ahankara? Ahankara is just the knowledge I am. Expressed is a word, unexpressed is a thought. Isn't it? Unmanifest ahankara is maya. Manifest ahankara is the knowledge I am thought. The thought manifest is what? Word. Beautiful, isn't it? Thought manifest is word. Word is manifestation of thought. A thought is what? A manifestation of unmanifest ahankara. Is it clear now? So ahankara, the thought, is a thought. Thought does not know it is a thought. The thought has no desire. Thought has no will. Thought has no anger. Isn't it? Ahankara has no anger. Ahankara has no... This is the problem. Ahankara has no anger. Ahankara has no desire. Like how consciousness has no desire, no anger. Ahankara has no anger or desire. Ahankara is ahankara. When ahankara is there, okay, other thoughts also come. Like one wave is there, other wave also come. Waves also come. One wave is there, many other waves come. Because it's a water source available. Is it clear now what I'm saying? But the problem is, the ahankara comes, and I sense, and some error comes.
I mean, we picked up lots of these sorts of ideas from...
Is it clear, Ajay, what I'm saying?
It's becoming clearer.
Yeah, therefore, if we say, that is what they say, I am is a thought.
Yeah.
And desire is another thought. Because you are, all that you do is what? Now it's like eyes are, light is, and what happens? There is perception of the light. Eyes do not have any say over perception of the light. Similarly, I am, desire is, there is a knowledge this desire is. Is it clear now? That's all. Therefore, I am, this is means what now? Your objective to your own desire. But you cannot, that is not possible, but you say, I have desire. Desire, which is an object of you, object of knowledge. And then knowing is the swarupam of I. Knowing is the swarupam of I. Nature of I. What is that knowing swarupam of I? Consciousness. Knowing is the swarupam. So, here we say, therefore everything is. Then what happens now? There's objectivity, isn't it? That is why we talk about three. Three also are not there, actually speaking. Knower, known, knowledge we say. So objectivity, suppose that objectivity is not there. We are not able to be objective towards our own mind, all other thoughts. So that objectivity will be possible only when this ahankara, isn't it? The ahankara, this ahankara actually, is distinguished. Distinguished in over from all these other thoughts. Not only distinguish I from the knower from the I from the other things, other external objects. You are distinguishing the knower from the known, even the closest objects also. See, objects are not only external, isn't it? And that objectification alone helps actually. That objectification means being able to be objective towards your mind is really freedom from the mind. Freedom from one's own mind is the freedom. There is no other freedom. And being able to be objective towards your mind is freedom. Which you have to see that, for which you have to see what this I is, what this I am is. Time is a thought. If it is a thought, where was it before? Existed before or not? It existed. Where? Not outside of Maya. To be frank, I also is a matter. You should know that. But subtlest of the matter, manifest. And the I comes, consciousness is manifest. Just I thought, without the consciousness, isn't it, will not be knowledge, will be as non-existent. That manifest consciousness in I thought is what is, we say, knower. There cannot be I thought without the... So consciousness is manifest in all the thoughts. Consciousness is manifest in the entire mind. Is it clear now? That, what is it manifest, the consciousness manifest in the I thought? When you say I thought means, it is like saying, when you say mic is means what now? Mic plus light is. I thought is means thought plus consciousness. Is it clear now? That conscious, manifest consciousness, suppose you remove the I goes, what is there? The mic is removed. What is there? Pure light. Is there a reflected light? There is no reflected light. The pure light in the presence of a given object called mic, mic is said to be what now? Mic reflected by the light, reflected by the mic. Reflected light. Light gets the name reflected light in the presence of a given reflecting medium. Similarly, when the I thought is manifest, the pure consciousness alone gets the name what now? Manifest consciousness. Thought is resolved, pure consciousness. Thought is manifest, manifest consciousness. Thought is resolved, pure consciousness. Thought is manifest, manifest consciousness. But without the consciousness, thought will be non-existent. The source of the thought also will be non-existent. Is it clear? Peter G.
Yeah, but you know, I just think we're just doing this. I was very happy for it to come in the
sequence. No, that's okay. But still, as a gentleman, yeah. Talking something, yeah. I think it is something very important I wanted to say.
It is very important. And the thought that I thought,
see, the manifest, unmanifest, see, we just take the thoughts we should do, because this the problem is, Sojiji, in these Upanishads only don't do this. Actually much preliminary we had done these things. It doesn't matter. Anyways, at least we're doing it now. Is it kind of manifest? The problem is, many people use this term reflected consciousness, including our great Swami Paramarthananda. But Pooja Swamiji, I hardly heard him using the word reflected consciousness. He never used his word reflected consciousness, because we will think that there's something called reflected consciousness and there is some other consciousness. It's just that this is in the contextual word usage that is.
Superconsciousness.
There is no such thing called reflected light and the light. Just the light is. Light gets the name in the presence of a given reflecting medium. Suppose here this because of the nature of the Maya being such that the manifestation, what Maya is manifest, and all three gunas manifest, isn't it? The sattvic aspect becomes manifest as thoughts. The thoughts are manifest, and there is reflection of, there's manifestation of consciousness, which is called reflected consciousness. I want to call it manifest consciousness. If it is not manifest, we should not say unmanifest, because there's no time it is unmanifest. If unmanifest means we make it, it undergoes a change then. Does light undergo any change to become a reflected light? Light being light, it is looked upon as a reflected light and the pure light. That is why without undergoing any change, it becomes the cause. This way it is called a vivarta upadana karanam. Light, without undergoing any change, but its mere presence, it becomes cause for the opaque. Without producing the mic, without doing anything to do with the mic, still becomes, it has the status of being the Lord. You know why? But its mere presence, it illumines. But its mere illumining, by lending illumination, it lends existence. Therefore, that which has existence is the cause. Therefore, it has the status of being the cause. Karanatvam also is really speaking from the standpoint of the effect only. The Brahman consciousness is the cause, you could never say. It is like typically saying, oh, light is the cause of the opaque object. Isn't it? Here illumination is the sorup. Thereby ends existence. So their consciousness, knowing is a sorupam. Through knowing, through knowledge, isn't it? Sorupam. It lends existence. Therefore, no thought has I sense. I am. So the I am itself is what? A thought. The thought by itself has no I sense. I am does not know I am. I am, what is this I am? This mind is thinking, isn't it? What is I am? Yes. I am is a thought. Anger is a thought. Like in one ocean, so many waves are there, like that, so many thoughts. But the most sophisticated thought, we say, finest form of manifestation is I am means, isn't it? And that is why, without which no, so knowledge is not possible. Knowledge of what is possible only if there is knowledge I am. I am is not there, no knowledge is possible. I got it. When knowledge is not there, the known will be as good as non-existent. The known will be as good as non-existent without the knowledge. knowledge is not possible without the knowledge, sense I am first. Without the I sense, which is a knowledge, there is no knowledge possible. Knowledge of anything is not possible. There is no knowledge and the known is not possible. That is why you say light is, knowledge is always likened to a light, because just as light illumines the object, knowledge, isn't it? Knowledge throws light upon the object. Is it clear now? When somebody knows more, we say this person is very brilliant. Why do you say brilliant? He has some brilliance or what? It's the knowledge, isn't it? See, this is a very subtle thing. Why knowledge is likened to a light? To understand this context.